It's your girl KB and your girl Plan Dope. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plan Dope. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing, I don't know how I should word it.
Off limits.
Off limits. Ciao. Off limits. So, do you follow the guy, Justin? I think his name is LaBoy or something. All right, he was asking.
LA Boy, I think that's
LA one. Boy, okay. Where are you from, LA?
I don't fucking know.
where did the boy come from? I know we ain't talking about him, but off limits.
Yeah, right? Off limits.
Off limits. So basically, he was saying your homegirl like a guy, and but he like you. He try holler at you. So let me give you guys a scenario. We out, we in a club, and I'm telling KB that I'm checking for Bull in a club. Like, he look good. But Bull come and holler at KB. Should she holler at him back? Or is he off limits?
Okay.
So, with that being said, if I'm in a club with you, KB, and I'm like, yo, you see Bull over there with the red pants? Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Red pants. You can have them, sis.
I'm hollering. You see,
boy. You better not come up to me with no red pants.
I said anything, but you see, boy, over there near the bar. He doesn't look good. Good God Almighty. Oh my God. Like, he look good and he come and holler at you. Would you talk to him?
Okay, so I'm going to say two things. I think off limits only, I've had that happen to me, and not once, not twice.
Mm-hmm.
Many a times it's happened. I've had it happen where I'm on both ends, where somebody wanted a guy, and he come try to holler at KB.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like, yo, this nigga is, yo, he look good,
mm-hmm.
and he come try to holler at homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if this not somebody that we know,
mm-hmm.
it's just somebody you crushing on, and he likes you,
mm-hmm.
And not me. I mean, if it's somebody I'm crushing on, and he like you, not me, and he try to holler at you, and you holler back because we both was like, yeah, he is cute. I wouldn't even pay him no mind, but dang, he is cute. Okay.
We both is different.
Huh?
We're both is, like, if we both crush on a guy,
No. I'm saying, say you crush on a guy. Say I'm crushing on a guy all night. You ain't pay his ass no mind. And then I say, yo, sis, look at him. And you're like, oh, he is cute. I ain't pay him no mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walk up and he try to holler at you and you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be mad because I don't know him.
Right.
I don't know him at all. But let's say we all grew up. This is not my scenario because I don't even, this is not mm-hmm. something I would do. But say we grew up in the same hood
mm-hmm.
and you knew for 20 years I was crushing on Justin from 17th Street.
For 20 years and you ain't get him, he ain't yours.
I'm hush it, child. You know what I mean.
I'm crying.
Not 20 years, but you know, I always liked Justin from 17th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this is not our situation because neither one of us grew up near 17th Street. But anyway.
Why you got people saying that?
I'm just making it because I'm making it up.
Oh, okay.
I want people to know that I'm making this up.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, out of nowhere,
where is 17th Street at?
Though? I don't fucking know.
Well, why you gotta?
What's it?
So like, I don't know. I don't even know where 17th
anyway,
Street at.
Okay, right. So let's keep moving.
Yeah.
So all right. So next thing I know, you
17th and Diamond.
Oh, that could be. Shit, I don't fucking know. I ain't grow up near there either.
17th and Tasker. I'm like, you
I
like
grow up near there.
This ain't our situation.
It's where not. You go with this? But still. Anyway, I'm just making shit up.
17th for Nedro?
Like, Is there a 1750
joke? Girl, I'm making stuff up. Oh, I just want to know why you keep saying it. But go ahead.
Anyway, because you cut me off and we wasted our time. Anyway, so we all grow up, right? You know I had a crush on Justin. And if I had the opportunity today.
1750.
Bye, child. You sitting in here thinking of the neighborhood. Anyway, you know I had a crush on Justin. And if I had the opportunity to this day, I would holler at Justin. But you and Justin literally followed each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You weren't thinking about him, he wasn't thinking about you, but because you showed up in your news feed, and you look good, he decided to hop in the DMs. What do you do? This is not a quick run into a guy, meet a guy, or come across a guy in a club that you don't have no care about, for real, for real. This is something that, like, you know, I'm probably going to say to myself, like, nah, I can't mess with Justin.
For me,
really want him.
For me, you gotta, okay, I'm gonna be completely honest, because as I was reading on those comments, it was too many women. It was about 2,000 comments, I believe. And it was too many women saying no, when I know for a fact that is not the way. People are messing with, niggas is messing with, bitches is messing with people, niggas. So I know damn well they gonna mess with your crush. Let's be clear. So I'm gonna be completely honest. If we grew up together and you had a crush on homeboy and we just happened to come, into each other in traffic, wherever it's social media traffic, and your crush just ain't, like, what's going, like, what is, how long am I supposed to wait for you to crush? How close are we? Because that also matters. How close are we? How close are all of us? Are we, like, distant? And I just know KB from 17th Street had a crush on Justin, and the last time I checked, I ran into her a year ago, and she still got a crush on Justin, and she still ain't get Justin, and Justin come across me in my DM because I look good, and he trying to holler, and no, I wasn't paying attention to Justin, but hey, Justin do kind of look kind of cute. Maybe I'll go out on a date with him.
Okay. If we distant, and Justin come up in my DMs trying to holler, and he trying to take me on a date, yeah, I'm going on a date with Justin. Cause me and you, we distant. Yeah, like, but I'm more so thinking of like a me and you. Like, we is close. I would not ever be able to date somebody that I knew that you crushed on.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you somebody,
yeah, cause it's gonna be kind of weird. Because how am I not going to? So if we're cool, and Justin slide in my DM,
and I'm with you every Monday feminist podcast. How do I look you in your face knowing that I'm out with Justin?
Yeah.
I don't know if you I could do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, because you crushing on Justin. What's going to happen in my DM is Justin going to come in my DM, and I'm going to say, Justin, KB trying to holler at you. You trying to holler at me because we grew up with each other. I'm a friend zone Justin real quick. I ain't going to never tell KB, because I feel like it'd be a lot of people throwing shade, too. Like, it'd be girls that, it'd be women out here. People may call me sneaky, but I know some secrets and I don't never tell them. Like, I ain't running around telling who I mess with or telling who tried to holler at me. I'd be feeling like some of that is shade. So, guess what? Justin tried to holler at me in my DM, but I know KB trying to holler at Justin. I'm going to redirect him. I'm a friend zone him because we are friends. Justin, if you don't stop playing with me, and I ain't never telling KB, because what am I telling KB for? You know Justin was trying to, how you going to try to hook? Because there be people that try to do both. You can't play both. It's either you going to tell KB, like, guess who tried to holler at me? And it be that, or you going to not say nothing, or you going to redirect him to KB and never tell it. But it be people that be trying to tell it and redirect. No, because now I don't even want Justin. He tried to holler at you. So no, in my DM, Justin come try and holler at me, I'm gonna come. Justin, if you don't stop
but playing, it's not Justin's fault though, because Justin don't know
what. Oh, that.
Yeah, if Justin don't know
that, oh, I'm thinking we all grew up with each other and he crushed for years.
I crushed for years, but what if he don't know I was ever crushing?
Oh, so then it's not so okay. It's a different way, Justin. Oh my! So now I'm still now is not
you now if he me. Know I crushed and he's still trying to holler.
That don't mean he disrespectful. Girl,
no, it's not disrespectful, oh. But you do have a right to say, you know, KB crushing on you. Yeah, but like, I could never do that to her.
If he don't know, I'm like, yo, I cannot do that, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. He like, why? Because we all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I ain't supposed to tell you.
I ain't dropping no names. I ain't supposed to tell you, but I do know somebody that crush on
no,
you.
No, I'm dropping. I'm a draw box. I ain't going to even sit up here and hold y'all. Y'all know I keep it real and funky. I'm dropping names because if you crushing, I'm an adult at the end of the day, right? We talking about stuff that can happen today. Me at 36 years old, I am name dropping. What the hell is the point of having a crush? Like, you just going to keep this a secret? How are you ever? I'm name dropping. Justin, I cannot talk to you for two reasons, and this is exactly what I'm gonna say. One, I don't like gas. Two, KB do. So, if you try to holler at KB, let me just. What's up? Then he a nigga. He gonna be like, I'm trying to holler at you though. He a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nope. Sorry, KB. What you, yeah, what's up? Anyway, we're going to do that. And I ain't never going to tell KB that conversation that we had. If he cool. And even if he not cool with it, I ain't going to never tell KB that she don't like him because she don't want me to drop names any goddamn way. I ain't never going to have this conversation. I ain't never telling her what happened in this DM. And that's going to be it. But other than that, if he is trying to holler at her, he just be trying to holler at her. I mean, I'm hooked that up and that be it. That's it. That's all. For us, a nigga in the club, if you checking for him, no, if we both checking for that guy and he like me, he just like me. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't owe you nothing. We checking for this good looking nigga, because guess what? You ain't going to care about me. If we both checking for him and he come to me, most girls ain't going to care. And I don't give a damn who you are. Don't even act like you are. But if you checking for him all night, I might do the same thing in the club. Like, yo, my girlfriend trying to holler at you.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that. All my girlfriends say I draw. I don't know. I might do that. Or, I mean, I'm good. I might say that. But I'm in like a different stage of my life where I'm not so busy like judging people. So I'm not going to say you owe somebody that much loyalty. I'm not going to be like, oh, if it's a man and a stranger in the club and you've been checking for him all night and KB wasn't, that you gotta be a hoe, because that don't mean that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna do it, but that doesn't mean that you gotta be loyal, like, you gotta stay loyal and this is a stranger. Like, you ain't even kiss him.
Yeah, I don't really care about
that. I wouldn't do it. If you checking for him all night and you keep on like, yo, he look good. Oh, he look good. And he come to me, I wouldn't talk to him, but there's not too many people like me. And that's why I'm not going, and when I mean that, I had to learn, like, I used to think people was the worst people in America when they wasn't exactly like.
It never felt.
I know, right? I used to think people was the worst people in America when it wasn't like me. So I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say, if you holler at the guy in the club that I like, we don't even know him. And you holler at him, you ain't a bad person.
Yeah, no. No. But if you got a habit of doing it, though, what happens?
If you got a habit of doing it, child. I ain't telling you. I'ma start really observing, because I'm an observer. I put things in the archives. You got that one. But if you got that, too. 3, 4, and 5. And
I might not care about it the second or the third time, but if I start seeing, like, every time we go out,
child,
and you just so happen to go for it
Child.
I don't know.
The second time I'm checking you. It don't take long for me. One, you got that. Two, I'm like, And the crazy part is, I ain't going to tell nobody because I be feeling like some of the stuff you can't tell people because you start telling them and they think you crazy. But I'm like, it be between me and my little brain.
Now, you know what, Plando? You always got a story to tell, but this time I got a story.
Okay.
Ooh, I think I told this story. I think I still told this story.
Wait, KB got a story. Oh, KB got a story. We should flush the toilet.
This was no, you don't got. We flush the toilet on this person
she got
I'm about
some
to fuck
shit,
about.
Y'all
flush the toilet on this hoe. So anyway, that's
the toilet.
What? <I'm laughs> Bye, high, girl. Right. Bye.
All right. KB got a story, y'all.
Anyway,
let's type it up.
Anyway. Oh! I got a story.
All right.
So, this was back when me and my best friend and another girl who I thought was my friend, I had graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
Child was a long time ago. You know, I'm a Tinder, in my Tinder age of my Tinder 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you what, but just know I'm in my Tinder age of 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
This was when I was in my young 20s, okay?
Mm-hmm. She's 35.
Thirty fine. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So in my young 20s, graduated from college, me and my two good girlfriends, they didn't know each other, but they knew each other. They weren't friends, but they both were friends with me.
Mm-hmm.
One was a friend from college. One is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you've ever been around me, I don't treat none of my friends like one has anything over the other. Like, mm-hmm. My friends are my friends. I really want everybody to be friends anyway.
Mm.
So, we in Vegas. First time in Vegas as a young person. And we, the whole time, you know, everything was all good when, you know, if a guy tried to talk to the one girl, she was cool. So, say, for instance, if a group of two guys will come up. Mm-hmm. It's three of us. So if they try to talk to her.
What's up with your dog, child?
I don't know. If they try to talk to her and my other girlfriend, she was cool. If they try to talk to me and her, she was cool. Mm-hmm. But if they try to talk to my other girlfriend and me, child, she wasn't okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So she started like, oh my God, Juicy. Is drooling. But if they... So
basically, she didn't want to be left out.
She didn't want to be left out. But it ended up being more to that.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up... like, even on the trip, she was, like, saying, like, in her young 20s, we both getting ready to graduate from college or whatever. I think she still had, like, a semester or something like that. Or we did, right? She graduated in the same... I can't remember. But... she felt like something was wrong with her that she didn't have a man. All her friends had a man. Mm-hmm. She was the only one. She felt like at that young age, it was something wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have a man. And I'm like, what? It's like, you too young to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, fast forward. It had became a point in a time where it was more situations where it was guys trying to talk to me and my best friend
mm-hmm.
than any combination where she was included.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a third person. Mm-hmm. It was more situations where they was trying to talk to me and her.
Yeah.
Me and the other girl versus her.
Yeah.
So she had started getting jealous. And I noticed it, but I didn't pay it no mind. She had started like saying little smart things like basically indirectly calling me fat. And I was not fat back then. I was actually skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was like, she started calling my best friend fat. And she back then looked like she was on crack. Like,
mm-hmm.
nobody was fat. You know what I'm saying?
She looked like now?
She was skinny. She's actually skinny. She was a cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she was all right. And then I felt like everybody in the group was cute girls,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, we ended up coming across these guys, right? You know this story, but Shit Talk Radio don't know the story. Mm-hmm. We ended up coming across these guys. Mind you, these guys is from Chicago. These guys is from Chicago. And, like, you could tell from the guy who had the most money. He probably was drug dealers. I don't know. But they was balling. You could tell the guy that had the most money all the way down to... This is bad. This dog. Anyway, the guy that had the most money all the way down to the guys that was, you know, they probably was okay, but they mm-hmm. probably wasn't balling. Mm-hmm. And so the guy that had the most money tried to talk to my best friend. Mm-hmm. The guy who was second tried to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And then just one of the regulars tried to talk to her. Mm-hmm. So, the whole so for the rest of the time we in Vegas, these guys is inviting us out to every club that they were at. They had us on VIP list every club they was at. They had us in their VIP sections and their cabanas and everything. Like at every club we went to, they was like, I mean, they were spending at least $1,000 to $2,000 every night mm-hmm. while we was there. But the guys that was spending the most money was the guy talking to Giselle. Oh, sorry, my friend. And a guy that was trying to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Mind you, neither one of us cared about these two guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we just out partying, not paying for shit because they was mm-hmm. offering. Homegirl, the one guy kept trying to get me to come back to his hotel room so that, you know, we could do it. Mm-hmm. So finally, I'm like, yo,
do
I'm
what, child?
It, child.
He was selling the pussy in Vegas?
No, I wasn't. Listen to the story. No. He was trying to get me to do it. Trying to get me to come back. Now, this is like the third club that we've been to. Mm-hmm. And he like, yo, I've been spending money on you all weekend long. And you have not come back to my hotel room. Not once with me. And it's not cool. Like.
Mm-hmm. Did you kiss him?
No.
Dang.
So, now he mad. Mm-hmm. Me and him, we had just left the club. And this night, it probably was the night where they spent the most money. Mm-hmm. Okay? He mad. He started arguing with me. We were supposed to get in a limo with these guys and go to a different club. Mm-hmm. And we get in a limo.
Did you at least hug him?
No.
Dang.
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking like that. I was just having fun.
Right.
It wasn't even on my mind.
Dang.
And he was attractive. I don't know. But anyway, so we gets in the limo and he's snapping on me, like snapping on me, honey. Mm. And he coming at my outfit. He had everything to say about me. Mm. And he was like, I should have hollered at your friend instead of you. Talking about the girl mm-hmm. that only the regular person tried to talk to. Mm-hmm. And she and I had a conversation about it prior to that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's like, but look at she was upset. Like, this guy really liked her, too. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I don't like him. He don't have the same account. He don't have the money like the other two guys. And, like, look at him. He's not the same as them. He was actually the attractive guy. He mm-hmm. just wasn't the guy. But he didn't. Mm-hmm. He was sharing a hotel room with another guy. Like mm-hmm. it was like the other two, they had their own hotel rooms. Like mm-hmm. she wanted the guys with the most money. Mm-hmm. So, now we in a limo and this guy is like coming at me. He was like, I should have hollered at your girlfriend. I liked her anyway. Sis was like, oh my gosh, you liked me? She was already, like, she was ready.
Wow.
She was ready. We get to the other club. We get out. Well, we close to the other club. They made the limo driver stop the limo.
So, wait a minute. Sis was in the
sitting next to me in the limo. Sitting next to me.
And she actually, oh, man, she's a mess.
She got hyped that this guy wanted to talk to her.
Yikes.
After it's been like 3 nights of him
yikes.
Trying to get in my drawers.
Yikes.
And after the 1 minute when I'm like finally like, dog, it's not going to happen. and he's snapping. Yikes. And he says, well, I wanted to talk to your friend anyway. Yikes. She's like, oh my gosh, you wanted to talk to me for real?
She didn't even like try to hide it.
Didn't even try to hide it, sis.
She probably jumped out the window by now.
Didn't even try to hide it.
Yikes. Anyway, child, we need to bring somebody to the pink table because that sister needs help. I know that ain't the point of the story, but damn.
Didn't even try to hide it.
That thirsty?
That thirsty.
Shit.
That thirsty. So, which nice. Lets me know, like, the whole entire week, you know, she was, like, looking at him, checking him out. She really wanted him.
See, me and my girlfriend's not like that, child. If you ain't get the... Look, the rules is, if we all getting the money from... if such and such is bringing... If such and such pulled the winner and we all benefiting, we just all benefiting. We here for a good time, not a fucking long time. So, we gotta take... The dumb, if you left with the water boy, but you in VIP, you just in VIP, you just stuck with the water boy. This is not a lifetime thing.
We met them our first night there when we went to a club. First club we went to, we met these guys and they invited us in their section in VIP. And from that night, the very next day, I'm getting a call, like, what y'all doing tonight? Where you want to go? This is what we doing. All right, y'all cool? Y'all want to come to where we at? We putting you on our VIP list.
She let them niggas define them. Like, you can't let when you go out. I don't get into, I'm sorry if I'm getting too deep, but you can't let who the niggas trying to holler at define you. Like, you the weakest link. You might not be the weakest link. You might not be your sex appeal. Yeah, you may not be approachable. If you are benefiting, bitches, you jealous bitches. If you ladies are benefiting, was all of you guys benefiting from that weekend?
All of us.
If you guys are benefiting, me and my homegirls, we don't fuck that. We don't get. It's been plenty of times. Crab House fucking days. Fat Bull in the club. As soon as we go in the club, yo, I forgot his fucking name. Big Boy in Crab House. If you 36 and you was in the Crab House 2010, everybody know who I'm talking about. Listen, he like my girlfriend. We don't give a fuck. He calling me cousin. Cousin! I'm giving you the motherfucking hug. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. And he like, where your girlfriend at? Bitch, she coming in there. Bitch, it ain't...
If y'all all were, because he was, because he liked benefit. Your girlfriend, he was taking care of everybody.
And my girlfriend in his face. Cousin, talk to your girlfriend. Bitch, you think I'm about to start looking in the mirror at myself, thinking something wrong with me, or getting jealous because he the player of the night, and his man's in them, the fucking water boy. Bitch, yeah. What's up? Oh, okay. Can you buy me a drink? But we know Big Bull spending all the real chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a flying. If I'm going to benefit of the night, take her.
And listen, it wasn't even like a can you buy me a drink situation. It was a...
You said thousands of dollars.
The waiter is in this section and she just taking orders. And at the end of the night, we just walking away. We wasn't even thinking about a bill.
We didn't look at a bill. We're here for a good time. We're not here for a long time. Bitch, I don't give a fuck who you ended up with.
Exactly.
Didn't he say...
Technically, to be honest with you, in my humbled opinion, because I did ask her, I'm like, do you think that, like, you're going to meet your soulmate while you're on vacation? Like, we're on vacation. Anybody you meet out here is really trying to do one thing and one thing only.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Do you really think that somebody out here could be your soulmate? She was like, yeah, it could be.
It could be.
It could be, but I'm not out here on vacation looking for a soulmate.
Jealous and stuff. That's what I'm saying. We're here for a good time. So if you don't meet your soulmate and you reaping the benefits from, it's only three girls, bitch.
Listen, in my humble opinion, the baller and shot caller is not who I want to be my soulmate. I probably, the nice guy who actually liked her, mm-hmm. probably was the guy who she should have liked. Because I don't want to be second to no one.
But she's an idiot. She was so busy in her feelings. She was, honestly, she probably never was going to be satisfied. Unless she felt like she was on. The girl got so many issues with her. It's just crazy. Want to know how I know that? Because as soon as the nigga said he should have dated your girlfriend after he was with you for 3 days, you never should have been jumped like that. So I'm judging you, bitch.
Wait, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. So we gets out of the limo. Mm-hmm. Me and him arguing. We didn't even get all the way to the club. We just pulled mm-hmm. over because it's just too much arguing in this limo. We all get out of the limo. Everybody's trying to, like, the guys that's with them, that's mm-hmm. they're trying to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. My friend, the other girl that I'm mm-hmm. with, best friend, she trying to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And this girl, me and him arguing, he's like, y'all bougie ass bitches, y'all mm-hmm. not from Philly. You know, that's not how Philly girls talk anyway. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's going in on how now all of a sudden we corny. Mm-hmm. But you done spent, like, mm-hmm. stacks all week long. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden we corny. Mm-hmm. So, she stops in the middle of me and him arguing. And she, like, at this point, it's very apparent that we're not going to the next club mm-hmm. with these guys. Mm-hmm. It's like... Mm-hmm. It's a taxi cab. It's a couple of taxi cabs around where we were. We in like a parking lot or some shit like that. And she's like, in the middle of me and him arguing, she's like, I'm like, to the other girl, I'm like, yo, we, like, that's it. I'm about to be out. And she's like, wait, I just want to know if we still going out with them. Bitch, what? This man is sitting next to me, calling me, standing in my face, calling me all kinds of bitches. And you sitting here saying you want to know if we still going out with them?
Yeah,
she's... Child, it seemed like the music stopped, the world stopped. Everybody just turned around and looked at her like... And she's like, what? I really want to go out with them. I was like, at that point, I had no more arguments with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, none. I didn't care about him. Mm-hmm. I just cared because my own friend, the girl who I thought was my friend, wants to be out with people. And this man is straight up disrespecting me in my face because I wouldn't give him no pussy.
But before anything, see, me and my
And you still want to hang with him because he said...
Me and my homegirls, and I'm going to take it all the way back. I wanted
your friend anyway.
I'm going to take it back to my childhood, because this is the childhood girlfriends. early 20s. I'm taking it all the way back to the girls that ain't my girlfriends no more. We would have took this. This would have been a night that would last forever, because the second he started sunning you, calling you the bitches and all that, we would have cursed that nigga out. This just reminded me of a time when I'm telling you this story, KB, because this never should have went this way.
Me and her arguing with him down. Like we coming at his neck something crazy.
Yo.
Like my best friend, like you and your last season pride. Like yo. She was going in on this guy. I'm going in on him.
Like,
and she over there standing away from us. And the whole time, you ready for this part? We was telling them all weekend that we was all week because we wasn't there on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We was telling them that. We was sisters the whole time. Mm-mm-mm. And she said, well, they're from Philly. I'm not. I'm from Maryland in the suburbs.
Oh, what?
I said, you know what? The jig is up. This bitch is not my fucking sister. You can have her and me and the other girl. I'm like, let's go. We out. We went to get in a taxi cab, and sis tried to get in a taxi cab with me. Because at this point, he didn't want her either.
Wow. Before anything, did you know that she was a dipstick?
No. Mm-mm. I thought she was cooler than a fan. She was not drunk. I thought she was cooler than I really, really thought. We had gone to Atlantic City together. Like, she was with me for my birthday before. Wow. Like, we hung out in school. Like, this was really somebody I considered my friend. She stayed at my house before. Like, somebody I've really considered to be a friend. So, when I tell you the reason why now this guy calling me bitches and then I start calling her bitches is because I was caught off guard.
Wow.
Like, yeah. You're right. The jig is up. We all of us not from Philly. This bitch is not my sister.
Wow. She's a... Yeah. Like, it ain't never that deep. I'm just thinking of these. I'm like bragging on. I'm like really like up, bigging up girls that is no longer my friends. Whenever we had incidents happen like that, man, we all cussing you out. It's like facts. What? Like what's going facts. On? Like this is not like our guys. Like
these and are she not, did these reach aren't. Out to me one time like afterwards, and she was like, you know, I mean, almost a year had went by, and she finally reached out to me. Cause she left Vegas the very next day. Cause I was a hot mess after that. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about them guys. I was talking to myself for like an hour, but I had all the conversation about hoes and bitches to myself for like a whole hour straight. I wouldn't let her in our taxi cab. And then the other friend, her being so nice, friend. The best friend, she's like, Keisha, we can't leave. KB, we can't leave her here. The fuck if we can't? Like, I was ready to leave her in a random parking lot off the strip in Vegas. Like, that's how mad I was.
Wow, so she caught an early flight?
The next day, she caught an early flight. Because we still had, like, 3 more days. In Vegas, we was on vacation for 7 fucking days. I would never do a 7-day trip again. But we was in Vegas for 7 days. And she left like 3 days early. We never talked about it. Nothing. Like the next day, like, she just was very distant. She left without us. We couldn't find her. Next thing I know, one of our aunts and our cousin had planned a trip, and we actually went on a trip that they had planned. So even though we wasn't with them, we went along with them. And she had told our aunt and our cousin, like, she was leaving early, in case anybody was wondering what was going on and she was leaving. She didn't say what. Well, she said it was a family emergency. So I was able to, we hurried up and caught up with her at the entrance of the hotel. She was waiting for a taxi cab. And she had took some stuff that was mine, took some stuff that was the other girl. It was dumb shit too. Dumb shit, so like a phone charger. Like, it was dumb.
She must was off her meds.
You think so?
I'm always trying
to. Yeah, she
that.
Took.
So I'm thinking.
Yeah, she took my phone charger. Like, I'm she wasn't gonna let me talk to that guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking she leaving early because she fucked up.
She did. I wholeheartedly believe. Because she was, I don't think she thinks she fucked up. I really think she thought that there was something wrong with me.
Yeah, it had to be.
So, I really think she thought, in my humble opinion, I think she thought, now we go back to if your homegirl is checking for a guy or whatever, do you talk to the guy if he try to talk to you? I think she thought, and even though this situation is a little different, I think she thought that, like, anybody is up for grabs, but it's levels to it, as you see. And to be honest with you, I don't care if they had ran into, if we never had an argument and they had ran into each other 2 years later, like, yo, you was at the club with such and such, well, I really was checking for you. I don't even know how I got caught up with your girlfriend, but I think you cute, whatever. And they ended up being together, I wouldn't have had no problems.
Yeah, you can do that. Ladies, if that happened to plan though, yeah, you can do that to me, because I ain't gonna remember him because we were there for a good time, not for a long time.
Not for a long time. And if nothing happened between him and I once I left that club, then cool.
Yeah, we was there for VIP, baby.
Yeah, we was there for VIP. If anything, you were supposed to be mad at me for fucking shit up, so we ain't getting the VIP for free for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
The very next day, we tried to go to a club. Guess what? We was not on nobody's VIP list. We was standing in a long-ass line, and them motherfuckers walked right up, and the people opened up the gate and let them in.
Now,
and they looked at us like they wanted to laugh.
Now, I will say
this. I would have been mad as fuck at me.
I was talking to this guy for a minute, and we never did anything. we talk in like my younger years. So we talk from like, let's just say we talk for like a year. We ain't never do nothing, but it was like kitty years. And then later on in the kitty years, him and one of my childhood girlfriends talk. I gave her that, right? Because I didn't really like him. He just became a good friend. But I checked her about that. You lucky he not one of my real niggas. Don't do that. I wouldn't do that to you. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. And I checked him about it. Don't do that. And the crazy part is, because I didn't really like him, and he know that I really didn't like him, he thought that it was kind of cute. Mm. But I said, you can have that. I told him that too. Don't do that though. That is so rude, because y'all, it was like, you don't, so I feel like if my girlfriend is doing that to me, she'll do anything to me. You know what I'm saying? So we just was in a stage in our life where we wasn't having sex.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have, so I don't know. I gave her a fear. I gave my girlfriend a fair warning and was honest. I really didn't like him, but he was actually my friend for a long time. So you didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? You should just, like, not had done it. I don't know. So I didn't really, really care. But I just, sometimes you just
want to. It's the principle. Yeah, it's not even about the guy.
Yeah.
It really is the principle. And to be honest with you, it was never in that situation. It was never about that guy. I didn't even know him.
Yeah.
You know.
That shouldn't have never happened.
Child. I was never going to sleep with him. I was hoping he would have went on until their last day there. Without realizing I ain't fuck him.
Right.
Like, I was really praying with my fingers crossed, because the lines to get into these clubs back then at Vegas, they was wrapped around the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. Like, nobody want to stand in no lines. Yeah. Nobody want to stand in no bars trying to buy drinks. We got on hills and shit. I want to be in VIP. I want to sit down. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, get my drinks. They had bottles and shit. Like, I don't want to fucking, you know, wait at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the team.
Yeah. People were,
Don't y'all be judging KB for, taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Y'all know how they say, girls just want dates and food and 40. But still, like.
Yeah, period. But yeah, so,
That really was about the principle, because you my girlfriend, you and this man is standing in my face calling me a bitch. And at the very last thing where he run out of things to say in his argument, and he say, I wanted your girlfriend anyway.
You supposed to be like, and I didn't want you.
Like, she was supposed to be like.
Or mind your business. You can mind your. I don't like people that really mind their business in a case like that. But if you wanted to mind your business, you can't judge a person that really mind. I'm in a zone where I thought if you mind your business, you could be wrong. And I still kind of think that. But at least you can do is mind your. At best, you can do is mind your business. Don't be saying, "Oh, really?"
Oh, and she said his name and everything. Like, she was like, "Oh my gosh, Tom, you wanted me?
Oh my gosh, you're such a dummy."
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm so irritated with this girl. Like, yes. Wait.
And she reached out to me like almost a year later, because we hadn't talked ever since she left Vegas early.
Did you forgive her?
She was like, "I really wanted to talk about, what really happened." And in my opinion, it had gone so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I didn't want to be friends with a mm-hmm. person like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no conversation to be had.
Yeah. Go check out Forgive Me and Forgive Me Not. But child, I would want to have a conversation with her, because I want to know how, and I get why you wouldn't. Let me be clear before I say this.
Absolutely not.
Let me be clear before I say this. You will not. You only get one chance to do something like that. I am a very understanding person to do something like that. Y'all heard me. You only get one time. Because first time is shame on you. Second time is shame on me. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. So I'm not this type of, I would had not called, if I was the person that did that, what she did, I'm going to be honest, I ain't bold enough to call. Like, I preach about communication, I'm working on it, as I even preach about it. Like, I want to even start praying about it. But I'm not, like, bold enough to say, can we talk about it a year later? But if she would have had came to me, I definitely would have talked about it. But now, child, I got to understand, what was you thinking? Because KB could even tell you, we always, when me and you talk, I always want to know, I wonder what they was thinking. I wonder what you was thinking.
Wait, but didn't, so Milano just posted a post. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when they have questions, mm-hmm. every question ain't worth an answer or something. Like, what did she say? You just read it like an hour ago. She said
something, they have, that was, I don't think they had, I didn't get that out.
No, I'm about to connect the dots. So she said something like,
they have questions, but everything not worth answer. Yeah, they talking. I don't know. It says something like, yeah, they talking, but everything not worth answering.
Everything not worth answering. So I'm going to connect the dots because it is completely different. Yeah. But I'm going to connect the dots. This girl wanted to call. She had something to say. She had something she wanted to get off her chest. She wanted to talk about it. But every situation ain't worth having a conversation about it. Like, it's just, in my opinion, in that moment, I knew moving forward that this was somebody that I was never going to be friends with again. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm ever going to see you again.
Yeah.
If I did decide to be cool with you, would I ever trust you again? Like, I don't know. So, in this moment, mind you, she was in Philly at the time because we both went to Temple. Mm-hmm. So, when she graduated from school, she moved back to Maryland. Yeah. I'm still here in Philly. This is somebody I don't even think that, you know, outside of school, at this point, I mean, if that would have never happened, we would have still been friends. I'm still friends. I got friends that live in Maryland. I'm still cool with. If I go to Maryland, I'm definitely pulling up.
Okay.
But her, this is somebody, like, I don't even have to see you, like.
Yeah, no, for me, I need to.
So she had questions, and I felt like it wasn't even.
She had questions, or did she want
to
ask?
She wanted to talk, but I'm sure it was going to come with questions or whatever. The conversation itself, she wanted to talk, but I felt like it didn't deserve a response, an answer, a conversation, a nothing. Like, okay. Nothing.
All right. So, for me.
Everything doesn't deserve your time and attention.
So, for me, right, when she called back and I cut her off, for me, I want to. And I think it's levels for.
And I think you know who it is because she went to the 40 with us before.
I don't know if I know.
You probably didn't pay her yeah. any time, but she did go to the 40 with us. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I don't think everything deserves. I don't think everything deserves a response, but I think that's levels. That's like somebody like saying. I think it's just a different situation. Homegirl calls me and she want to discuss it. Just to talk about it because this been bothering. If you call in a year later, that may have been bothering her. And she may have thought of it. Like, you know, they say it's always two sides of the story. Or maybe three. I'm not sure. But for me, a lot of times in life, I always want to know. I wonder what was that person thinking. So as I'm talking to you, the plan though in me is like, wow. She said, really, you wanted to talk to me? So now when you call me, I need to ask. And I tell you, I give you this. I understand what you're saying. But to be honest with you, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm closing that chapter with you because I'm not going to give you. So I am saying, yes, after I hear why you did that and I really understand you, we could probably close that chapter and that's it. And it's just like a burden. That's lifted up if it affect me like that. But I just want to hear your why, because now I gotta like, so you mean, so I had to replay it back and I say, because you tell the story, you told me the story a lot, so if you telling the story like, I feel like if you telling the story like that, I'm telling it back to you, and he called me a B and he said he really wanted you, and let me I start asking questions like, so would you have talked to him after that? I had to really find out what is going on in your head.
So let me ask you a question. What was it going to do for you to know those answers?
Oh, it would have done nothing. I would have told her. But I'll tell you what.
My point, exactly.
But for you, KB, on some real stuff, you have talked about this story. I don't know. When you was talking about it, I'm like, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but honestly, I think you told, and you tell it like it's going, like it happened yesterday.
Because I my memory is so vivid with everything. You can ask the best friend to this day. I can bring up something that happened 20 years ago, and I remember it vividly because I'm just that my memory with things get better with time. I can't remember anything short term, mm-hmm. but on the long term, I can remember it word for word. Okay. So that's just me.
Okay, so I guess I was judging and thinking that maybe and I maybe only you thought really
of this. I only thought no. I'm definitely over it. I only thought of this be right in this moment because of the topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and actually, she has reached out on more than one occasion on Facebook or whatever, and I've actually like you know conversed with her,
mm-hmm.
not about that situation because what's done is done, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's got married, she had a family, like just, you know, hey, she inboxed me like, hey, just thought about reaching out, seeing how you was doing. Cause at a point in time we really were friends.
Yeah. And what it do so, for me is let you know, like, if you come back to me, cause I'm not bold enough to say, hey, can we talk about that? Let me be clear. I'm not that and I pray to get there, but I'm not there. But if you do talk to me, then that you do talk to me, I am going to throw it back in your, not back in the face on purpose, but you lost me, baby. And it ain't nothing you can come back. Now, sometimes you gotta because you may not really, it's been times when somebody tell me something that I did, and I may not know how I affected them. So if now that you calling me and you talking about you want to tell me what really happened, and I listen to you, I'm a good listener, especially when somebody wants to tell me what, because everybody wants to tell you what really happened. And you tell it from your point of view, and I tell it in my point of view, and I ask you, like, did that happen? All it's going to do for me is let me know that I did the right decision, and it's going to make you reflect, because sometimes you got to reflect, and you got to know, and that's it. And I'm going to be, at that point, I am, like, really honest, like, and no, I do not want to be your friend again. I can't forgive you. I'll tell a nigga in a minute. I'm not going to put myself in a predicament. Thank you for calling me. Glad you understand too bad it's too late. Like, and you had a nerve to leave and take my stuff. I get that you was in your bag. That part I could forgive. If we was mad at each other and you took my stuff, we could get past that. But the fact that that nigga made you had too much going on for me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in a year from now, maybe if you come to me like this, KB, and you say, look, I was going through some things, and it's a year later, if it's a year and she coming to me like this, I may give her, because maybe she said this, me personally, something had to be wrong with her. Something had to be wrong. Like, we suffer with battles that we don't even know about. You thinking about you got the weakest link. You ready to settle. Maybe if you come to me a year later, because a year later is a lot. So if you coming to me a year later, you might be like, you might be really a thorough person a year later. And you might say, look, I am so sorry. I had low self-esteem. This was going on for me. Honestly, I could forgive you. That's probably why we may need to talk. Now, I could forgive you. Am I ever going to put you that close? Maybe we going to go to Vegas together? No, but now I understand. So when I can put myself in a situation, it's easier for me not to hate you now. Because for me, if I was in your situation, it's almost not like I hate her, because hate is a strong word, but it's like, bitch, I don't fuck with you. But when you tell me a year later and you coming back to me and you like, I had some self-esteem issues that was going on. Like, around that time, people were calling me ugly. And you just got, like, this hell of a story to call. And I'm, like, now I can understand why it happened. I might want to listen to you a year later. So, for me, I'm not going to shut you. And I'm not judging you for shutting her out, because that was a lot of stuff that she did. But in a year later, somebody's coming back to me a year later, and especially not a week, I got time to think about what happened, and now I'm not like at a screaming battle, and I don't want to cut you off because it's a year later. So now I'm in a space where I could actually listen. A year later, you might be telling me something you were struggling with that I knew nothing about. And now I'm gonna tell you how I felt. That hurt me. I know you was doing this, but the reason why I don't wanna, I can't see myself maybe years later, make, you know what I'm saying? I can't see myself getting you back because, like, I thought we were friends and he calling me bees and you ready to date him or go back out with him. So maybe we could, you know, we can have a dialogue and maybe we can do some understanding.
So what happened in the conversation when she called me, she said something to the effect, what made me cut the conversation short. It almost felt like she was alluding to the fact that I was jealous that somebody wanted her.
Who?
I can't remember the conversation. Oh. And the guy wanted her.
Yeah, I get that, but
yeah, so it was like a, you know what? Let's just, you know, like it was she said something to the effect like, was there like jealousy because, or was there like emotions going on because there was because somebody was interested in me, or was it like what was it? So she asking this question and I'm like, so the bitch is still crazy. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, it's like, you know, we just don't even need to have this conversation at this point in time. Like, that happened like a whole year ago.
Child.
Nothing can come out of a conversation, so.
I think that's a good way to end it, child. Homegirl calls back a year later. I gave you a whole bunch of nothing, child. But this, the real story ended like, she calls back and she asks, is there some jealousy involved? Well, is there? Find out next time.
Oh, shit.
You have anything else to say, KB?
Nope.
Alright. Have a good night, y'all.
Thank you for
Let us know how y'all feel, y'all. Was there some jealousy involved, bitch?
Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.